Professor McGonagall stared at him. "Don't be ridiculous, Weasley. How could he possibly have got through the portrait hole?" "Ask him," said Ron, pointing a shaking finger at the back of Sir Cadogan's picture. "Ask him if he saw—" Glaring suspiciously at Ron, Professor McGonagall pushed the portrait back open and went outside. The whole common room listened with bated breath. "Sir Cadogan, did you just let a man enter Gryffindor Tower?"
"Certainly, good lady," cried Sir Cadogan.
There was a stunned silence, both inside and outside the common room.
"You did," said Professor McGonagall. "But the password?" "He had 'em," said Sir Cadogan proudly. "Had the whole week's, m'lady. Read 'em off a little piece of paper."
Professor McGonagall pulled herself back through the portrait hole to face the stunned crowd. She was white as chalk. "Which person," she said, her voice shaking, "which abysmally foolish person wrote down this week's passwords and left them lying around?" There was utter silence, broken by the smallest of terrified squeaks. Neville Longbottom, trembling from head to fluffy-slippered toes, raised his hand slowly into the air.